This is Teresa, and we're in the studio here at Cape Bright Radio with Katrina and Mark Garcia, owners of Elevate here in Costa Mesa, literally down the street. Before we get started, I want to share with you a few interesting facts. According to the California Health Interview Survey, 24.2% of adults in Orange County are obese. Orange County's diabetes death rate was 14.9% per 100,000, which was higher than the Healthy People 2030 target of 13.7. Regular physical activity is one of the most important things people can do to improve their health. It's advised to get at least 150 minutes a week of moderate intensity activities, such as brisk walking, and at least 2 days a week of activities that strengthen muscles. So going to Elevate Gym would be a win for your physical and spiritual health, since they are a faith-based gym. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes. Will you lead us in prayer?
I will. Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much this afternoon for all that you've done and all that you continue to do, Lord. We thank you for what you've done on that cross, Lord. We pray that the Holy Spirit enters this room right now, Heavenly Father. Allow your spirit to take over. Even though we have free will, Father, we pray that we have more of your will. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So we're here to talk about Elevate and all the good things of what's new, what's to come, and what you guys service and do now. I know we talked about a few things off air, but let's just dig right into like what inspired you to start Elevate Performance.
Sure. So I actually started it in 2015. Prior to opening the first location in Huntington Beach, I was training people out of my garage. And what inspired me to actually get into this industry was my mom was sick growing up. She had a very severe case of ulcerative colitis. Mm-hmm. And so I saw her sick all the time. Mm-hmm. And when I was just coming out of high school, I started to get some stomach issues myself. And I was like, I do not want this. And So I started really getting into fitness. I started getting into nutrition, and I was able to have a weight loss transformation of my own. I lost about 40 pounds. Yeah. And after that, people started asking me for help.
I mean, you look amazing. So I would ask you for help too, like I just did.
Yeah, that's kind of what sparked it. And it's what it's been ever since.
How did you come to know Jesus? Because I know that this has evolved to a faith-based gym, and that's why we were giving away, courtesy of you guys, the gym memberships to our local leader pastors here in Costa Mesa.
Yeah. So I actually found God through the gym. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know God or Jesus, you know, when I started the facility. And thankfully, I was going through a really rough time. And one of my coaches at the time asked me to come to church with him. And I was like, you know, what do I have to lose? Mm-hmm. And so I went to a few churches in Orange County and had my first encounter with the Holy Spirit at Mariners in Irvine.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And I stayed there for 6 years. And a couple years ago, Mark and I were going to Bible college, and we have a pretty big testimony, but we're really getting into the Spirit. And God spoke to me and said, you can't transform your personal life if you don't transform your business. And so at that point, we were like, okay, let's do this. So, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, and I grew up Catholic, and so I kind of knew the Lord, but, being Catholic felt different. It felt like more I was being talked to versus taught.
Yes,
about
relationship,
yeah, so
right?
There was no relationship there. But so when I met Kat, she was going to church, and I kind of was very bitter about her going to church. And I finally went, and the Lord met me at church, and I got baptized at Mariners, and now we go to this other church called Freedom House. But we are so thankful that, you know, the vision that God gave Kat is something that we both want to continue to do as we grow the gym as well.
Yeah, you're talking about Freedom House OC.
Yes.
With mm-hmm. Pastor Josiah.
Pastor Josiah.
Yeah, he's an amazing teacher there too.
Yes.
And I love Pastor Eric too. I used to go to Mariners as well. He really does his homework. So I understand how you got taught and how you came here. That's really cool. How is God currently working in your guys' life?
Well, earlier this year, when we really came out and professed the Lord on social media, even though we were we were with God and gave the business to God. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until we actually said to everyone on our social media, hey, this is who we are. We're a faith-based gym. All these doors started to open. The Lord just flooded us.
And that's what he does, yeah. Right? I mean, we're a perfect example. I wouldn't have known you if you didn't do that. I wouldn't even have reached out, to be honest, because we only collaborate and partner up with Christ-centered businesses, partnerships.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, this is one thing of many things, and we just continue to feel this water flowing over us. The Spirit of the Lord just continue to flow through the business because we submitted the business to him and doing it, you know, online, which is hard, I think, for some people to do. People were saying, don't do it, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Like, people are going to turn away. And if anything, it was the opposite. We've had the most amount of people kind of reach out to us because of that reason.
That's so cool. You know, whoever said that to you, maybe it should be reevaluated because we should do all things with love, with a driven mind of God's purpose for our life, right? So that's really interesting. I know that you have a lot of new things happening. So I will just start with the news that I heard about franchising. It was on your story.
Yes.
And I was like, what? They're franchising. That's so cool and big.
Yes.
Yes. Tell me more.
So we know that we always wanted to expand. We were just, you know, trying to figure out what the best direction was to do that. We almost opened up another location, and then, you know, we were just praying, fasting, trying to really figure that out. And God brought up franchising, which we hadn't really dove that deeply into. And the more we dove into it, we were like, wow, this is in alignment with what we want in our business and what we want in our personal lives, because we truly want to partner with other individuals that have the same heart, have the same mission as us, and are looking for, you know, an outlet to help people change their lives for the better. And that doesn't mean that Mark and Kat need to necessarily run the business, but we have so many years of experience with being 10 years old that we can help other people that want to own a gym, a faith-based gym, do the same thing. And so that's what we're really excited about working towards being able to do.
How do you stay consistent in prioritizing your health with your busy schedule?
A lot of it has to come down to praying.
It does, right?
The reminding of praying in the morning, setting goals, being intentional, you know, having your spiritual goals that you want to do, and having your personal goals and your financial goals and your business goals. They're all in alignment when you're centered with the Lord. And so we have these biblical principles that we follow as a family, my wife and I, and we have our business principles that are biblical that we follow. Mm-hmm. So if we're out of alignment, we could call each other out because it's not my word versus her word. It's the Lord's word leading us instead.
Yeah. And I also, to kind of piggyback on that, I think one of the things that we don't look at as giving over to God is our bodies. And we have to remember that, you know, God told us that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so when we really look at that and understand that our bodies are borrowed from God for our temporary time on this earth, right? We can honor him and worship him through our workouts and through our nutrition and the choices that we make to say, hey, God, I thank you. I, you know, have so much gratitude for this body that you let me borrow, right? While I'm here on this earth, I want to take care of it in worship to you. And so when you start to think about that, the workouts and the food that you're eating becomes very different than a to-do list and a chore.
Yeah. How do you aim to impact your clients and like the community through Elevate?
Well, I think it just goes back to the reason that it started in the first place is, you know, God gave us the mission to help people stay and get healthy. And especially with where America is at right now, it's unhealthiest state ever.
Like super obese, like everywhere.
Right.
Like so unhealthy.
Very unhealthy.
Processed foods, red dye, just so many bad things.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I think now that mission is even elevated, you know, even further. Even with the Christian community, God created us for a purpose, but we can't fulfill that purpose if we're sick and we don't feel good all the time.
Amen to that. I hear you preaching, and that is definitely facts. So how do you work as a team, both in like your marriage and like at the business? Is it challenging?
Transparently, in the very beginning, when we first started the business together, we had just got married. We own a house together. We got a dog. We got a car. And so all these things happen within a year and a half of each other. So we didn't know how to be married and be business partners. So we both agreed that I left and I went and worked for a different company and allowed Kat to work on the baby that she started, Elevate, you know, on her own. And so I came back. But during that time, 2 years of not being in the same business together allowed us to really focus on our marriage. And that was God's way of saying, like, hey, I want to protect your marriage. You guys focus on this first, the business will come later. And so we are so thankful that the Lord put that upon both our hearts, that to lead the business together, we had to be apart from the business eventually. And so Now I'm back after 2 years of being not there. But
I think what we learned in that time frame is that our marriage comes first. And as long as we honor each other, we honor God first and then honor our marriage and each other second, and then the business comes after that. Mm. You can't mix up those priorities.
Yeah, you really can't, because one of you will feel it and then feel neglected and not important. And everybody, especially women, want to be first, number one. You're like go to. Like, we get Jesus is more important. Fine, we'll give that to you. But at the end of the day, we want to be everybody's number one. Like, especially if you're the love of my life, I want to be the love of your life, right? So I agree with that three steps for sure.
Yeah.
The priorities. How do you stay open to God's plan, especially during uncertain times?
Fasting and praying.
Ooh,
fasting and praying.
That's actually funny, because last month for January, we had a lot of pastors talking about fasting and praying. So it was definitely something like of a detox, if you will, of the mind, body, soul. So this is a physical way of taking care of that, right?
Both. We incorporate both. So there's physical benefits from like the fasting, but I think for us, a lot of it is more on the spiritual realm, just clearing our mind, making sure that we can hear God, because the busier we get, the busier the gym gets, it's very easy to kind of just throw that on the back burner. But we want to make sure that the decisions that we make are God-centered and not Kat and Mark-centered. And it's easy to miss that step.
I know, because we're still self-absorbed by nature. Have you felt God's hand in your business, like while you're doing this? Like, I know I've seen like iron sharpens iron on the walls of your gym, and like you have Bible verses and things like that. I remember walking in, you having, and there was a prayer box, and I was like, oh, that's so cool. They really implement Christ here. As a believer, what would our people who come in and walk through the door need? It's not just working out, but it's like spiritual too. We need prayer. Who doesn't need it?
Right. So, well, I can say that God has been in the business even before I knew him. There was a point in time where I was running it by myself. It was really tough. It had really drained me. I was getting sick, just really overworked, and I was going to sell it. And, you know, I heard him speak to me and say, like, no, don't. And so that was a very profound kind of turning point in the business and also in my life, where I just knew that God was in this and there was a reason that he didn't want me to sell it. And so there's been multiple times, and, you know, Mark can attest to that.
I mean, yeah, God's allowed us to also baptize a couple of our coaches in the past, you know, by just connecting us with them. And one thing that we're implementing this year is a Community Connect night. We'll have worship music and a time for people to, if people want to be saved that night, you know, they don't want to go out on a Friday night because they don't have the friends or the community to do that. So we want to have that space, that room for them to either, if they're curious about the Lord, or they just want, they're with neighbors, Christian neighbors with us at the gym too.
Oh, so you're not just like having scripture on the walls and having a prayer box and saying, oh, we're Christian owned. You're actually doing fellowship. That's amazing. I love that. You're really stepping into your faith and trusting God and just letting him lead, which is very difficult for some people, actually most, if not everybody. One last question, and then one thing about your 10-year anniversary coming up on March 8th, which is a Saturday. You're having an event from 9 to 1 p.m. Do you want to give us a little tidbit on what that is?
Sure. Yeah. So we're turning 10 years old. So to celebrate, we are going to have a community boot camp. So we'll have a workout from 9 to 10. And then from 10 to 1, we'll have lots of amazing vendors like Kay Bright, who will be out there. We'll be doing giveaways, raffles, just a really good way to come experience the community, get to know other, you know, Christian businesses within the community, and just have fun. So
We're so excited to have a table and have fellowship, because you're going to also do a workout too. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably going to wear my gym clothes to this event, which is not normal. I'm super excited. I get to wear my new Hokas. What is the biggest dream for the future spiritually and professionally?
The biggest dream for the spirit personally, I really pray that the Lord uses this gym as we multiply the in a franchise as its new church. Mm-hmm. It's a new place for people to find the Lord. Like we should be giving every business to the Lord, but the way that we are looking at what we want to do with the future of this, we really believe it's going to be a new type of ministry for us. We're not in ministry with, we volunteer, but we really feel that having these Community Connect nights, and maybe we'll have salvations there or baptism. We have a plunge there. So like, we just want to have room for the Lord to be in every aspect of the gym.
I love that so much. I'm so grateful for the both of you to come in here, make a connection with us, K-Bright, me personally. And I met you at the One Voice down the street again, but then meeting your wife, Katrina, and just seeing Jesus work in her. And it's been such an honor, so beautiful to watch and stalk you on your stories on Instagram. Thank you so much for being here today. We can't wait to see what's to come for Elevate. If anybody wants more information, you can go to elevateperformance.com, and that's ELEV8, the number 8, performance.com, or you can follow them on Instagram at elevate_performance, and that's ELEV8_performance.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
This has been In the Studio, a public affairs presentation of the Crawford Media Group. Please email us your comments, suggestions, and ideas to publicaffairs@crawfordbroadcasting.com. Again, that's publicaffairs@crawfordbroadcasting.com.